No Such Thing as Impossible by Michelle Bartlett. Read to you by Munish Joshi. March is the time of renewal, rebirth, and rejuvenation. After a long, cold winter full of ice and snow, spring is returning to North America. The snow is melting and the temperatures are rising. The cold Arctic air is now being replaced by a gentle spring breeze. It's very fitting that March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. March is a very important month in my life also. On March 6th, I had my brain injury after open heart surgery and spent 10 to 12 days in a coma before I slowly started to regain consciousness. I celebrate my re-birthday on March 17th, on St. Patrick's Day. Green was always my favorite color. This year will be 14 years since my brain injury. I am proud to say I have come a long way in the last 14 years. The medical professionals told my family that I was clinically brain dead with no hope of survival. My family recalls more of my survival during the initial days of my recovery. I recall that they never left. Countless nights and days were spent in the hospital by my bedside. Countless meals they've helped feed me. Countless tears were shed. I always saw them being strong, patient, and loving with me. All of them were my strength, my protectors, and my rocks. I knew they were there when I needed them most. Slowly, I began relearning how to live again. Learning how to live again is a long, slow process and not easy. It's not easy for the survivor and especially hard for the family to watch the survivor struggle to adjust and accept this new normal. I struggled with daily tasks and wanted to be the normal Michelle I thought I should be. Accepting the new Michelle was still years away. I fought my permanently disabled, never to return to work again label. It felt like I had been written off just to be put in a corner of society. My identity was my work. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my independence. The first blow to my self-confidence was when I tried to go back to work a few times only to fail. It took a few more years before I realized and accepted my new life. I was looking forward to getting married. In the blink of an eye, everything changed. When I first became aware of my surroundings and started to recognize people, places, and things, it felt like a struggle just to live each day. I saw what was difficult for me. But I didn't understand why it was difficult. I'm not proud to admit this now, but it took me many more years to realize how much my brain injury impacted my family and friends. I could not comprehend the impact it had on my family and friends. I'd fallen into a trap that many survivors fall into, lack of insight. I first had to become aware and accept the new Michelle. I took baby steps. Some things I failed at, most I succeeded. My confidence grew leaps and bounds, and I gradually regained my self-confidence and self-esteem. I grew up in a large, close-knit family. My aunt, my sister-in-law, sent me emails to practice my writing skills. My mom and I were close, and we did everything together. My mother-in-law and I were close, and we spoke every day. So many people did so many kind and generous things for both my family and myself. All of my family and friends were always there, gently nudging me along the way. If I forgot a word, they would wait and let me find it on my own. We all got frustrated. There were many days that it seemed like there was no end, no peace, and no final chapter. Somehow we fought it. My circle of people is much smaller than it was 14 years ago. As much as I miss the friendships, love, and support, it's okay. I understand. They needed to have a meaningful life too. Some people I miss more than I should. Brain injuries are invisible. To see me, talk to me on the street, you would never know I had a brain injury. Most people do not know unless I tell them. But the compound effect on the family and friends are astronomical and overwhelming. They are our unsung heroes and deserve more credit than they get. I was lucky. I had a good family support system of friends. That made a huge difference in my recovery. Thank you to all my caregivers, friends, and supporters, both past and present. I'm living proof that with lots of work, patience, and support, there is no such thing as impossible. Thank you, Michelle Bartlett, for your story.